We're having our second annual Terra Twins Fastball Extravaganza. It's covering seven different age groups, U9 boys, U11, U13, and U15 boys, and then U11, U13, and U15 girls as well.
Lots of categories. What about the number of teams and number of entries that you have?
This year we're up to 34 teams in total and a total of 67 games. With that many teams, we're using five different diamonds, so both Diamonds and Terra are going all weekend, and then Allenford, Shell Lake, and this year we're playing in Katy as well.
Lots of coordination involved in that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't tell my boss. I've spent a bit of time drawing up a schedule that's covered all this age group and working hours.
Why don't we do a plug for your boss? You're out there in Sauble Beach, right?
Yeah. I think the advertising work with you guys works. It all works itself out. That's the work done.
Miller's Home Hardware. All right.
We thank them for that. Yeah.
Yeah. No question about it. Ryan, with the divisions, is there one division that's more popular in terms of participation?
Our U13 boys division has seven teams, which is the biggest of the group. It's a good tune-up for our OASA teams. The U15 boys, it only has four teams this year, but all four of them are vying for Canadians. They're hoping next weekend for eliminations, so a good tune-up for them as well. But the girls' division's really taken off. They're all pretty even, to be honest. And, yeah, hopefully everybody gets a chance to come out and watch. And most of our championship games are in Terra, so if there's only one day that you can get away from home, Sunday is the day to probably find a team that you want to cheer for in Terra.
Very good. Now, you touched on it, but how significant is the extravaganza with other things on the horizon and the short-term horizon?
Yeah, it's really good for our OASA teams and our ISA teams as well to get a tune-up before the important tournaments, we'll call them, for the provincial qualifiers and then the Canadian eliminations. It's a good chance to come up, and it's before summer holidays start, so everybody's still in school and everybody's still around before vacation, so you can get your full team out and see what you got heading into hopefully a busy summer.
Finally, Ryan, is there a web page? Is there a Facebook page that people can follow the tournament on and get more details?
The master schedule is on our website at terratwins.com, and then our Facebook page is just Terra Twins Minor Softball. We'll be updating that, and on our Twitter as well, which is Terra Twins Ball, just with some schedule updates. It'll be hard to keep everything up to the minute, but we'll do our best to keep everybody informed and let everyone know how our teams are doing, and hopefully the weather holds up the way it is right now, and we have a beautiful weekend for some baseball.